He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's Hissy Fit Thursday, we'll call it. The market not getting the stimulus that it needs to get out of bed this morning, and it's throwing a hissy fit. That's what it's all about. The Dow down 183 right now. No big, you know, sell-off. It was down 300 in the futures. We're down 183 right now. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Dow's at 28,330. S&P down 26 points. That's 0.75%. Of course, this is the second day in a row of a down market due to the impasse between Mnuchin and Pelosi, which I think is going to remain there until after the election. We'll see. The S&P down 26 points. NASDAQ down 117. That's almost 1% right now that the NASDAQ is down. 11,656, however, pretty lofty number there on the NASDAQ. It even made a run at 12,000 here once again earlier this week. Risk off in the small cap arena, too. The Russell 2000 is down 0.9%. Crude oil is down $1.31. to $39.73. That's a 3.2% hit to crude oil. That's a pretty big one. Gold is down $3 per ounce. Gold is at $19.04. Silver's down 27 cents to $24.12. And meanwhile, the bond market pretty quiet today, considering all of the other down moves in the equities. The bond market right now, you've got the 10-year yield at 0.72%. So it continues to trade in a very tight range. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know what? The market really could care less about anything else except stimulus right now. That's what it seems like. I think the market needs to go to Stimulus Anonymous, right? It's addicted. It's addicted to stimulus. And when it doesn't get its stimulus, how much stimulus can you throw at the market and at the economy before you pass that point of no return as far as the debt that we rack up in the value of your currency, etc. Anyways, market at a stimulus talks at an impasse. Yesterday when Mnuchin tweeted out that he says it's an uphill battle between now and the election to get a stimulus bill passed, I think he pretty much was saying that it ain't going to happen. And that's why you're seeing a sell-off in the market today. And the other reason you're seeing a sell-off in the market today is because a record 22 U.S. states yesterday recorded more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases. That was on Wednesday. And, of course, France, I believe, and is going into lockdown again. Germany posted its highest ever increase in confirmed COVID-19 cases over the past 24 hours, with the number of infections reaching 6,638. The French government has declared a public health state of emergency and announced a curfew for Paris and eight other big cities from Saturday. Their intensive care wards in France are under unsustainable pressure, says French President Emmanuel Macron. Italy has also surpassed its daily record for newly diagnosed coronavirus cases, while a debate is taking place in England over whether a countrywide circuit breaker lockdown is needed. The virus won't disappear, I guess you could say. It seems like it's impacted every corner of the earth, every country. I don't know. It's coming back, but hopefully this strain is not as lethal as the first round of coronavirus. So we had the Dow end down 165 points yesterday. Today, right now, we're down 221 on the Dow. I've been kind of warning for the last several months to take your foot off the accelerator a little bit here, and I have. I have a pretty healthy chunk of cash sitting there, and I do have hedges in place. And at the same time, you know, there's opportunities that come up. We've taken advantage of many over the last several months. But just having your pedal on the metal right now, I don't think is a good place to be in this current market. Well, I heard someone say this morning, the only thing that we're certain of right now is uncertainty. And that's really... That is true, with just less than 3 weeks to go to a very contentious election, and also the COVID rearing its ugly head once again around the world. I found this to be a very interesting article. You know, there's been a big debate over the years between value investing and momentum investing, and the two camps, they don't see eye to eye any more than the Republicans and the Democrats see eye to eye. I'm in the middle of that debate because I believe in a combination of value and momentum, but there's a well-known fund manager, Ted Aronson, out there that runs a value hedge fund. He's closing his $10 billion fund because, he says, our relative performance has suffered because our investment edge, our secret sauce, is at odds with many forces driving the market. You know, I could just say from being in the business, there's people that have been in longer than me, but I've been in two decades plus. Maybe when the value investors throw in the towel, it's time to start value investing once again. I don't know, but he's throwing in the towel. Of a $10 billion AUM, assets under management fund, he says the best thing he can do right now is a certain, transparent, and graceful end to his fund. He says it's the longest drought in value investing on record, he says. It is at the heart of our challenge. And you can see the chart. There's a chart in Seeking Alpha today that shows the returns of a few of the value ETFs versus the growth ETFs, and, of course, compared to the market. And you can see the big, 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 big lag of value funds versus the growth funds. I mean, it's a huge, huge disparity between the two. Anyways, that's the current state of value investing. Of course, what is value investing? Well, you know, it's what Warren Buffett does, and it's what others do where they're looking for intrinsic value. They don't care less about momentum, stock charts, new products, innovation, etc. Instead, they're looking for companies trading at a discount to their intrinsic value, and it's just a strategy that has not worked here in recent years. Well, a sign of the economy, I didn't like the weekly jobless claims, a little bit hotter than expected. Again, we can't get under 800,000. In fact, we're back up around 900,000 right now. As that continues, as that persists, well, we can look to the railroads. U.S. weekly rail traffic improves 2% as major carload commodities trend higher. And of course, I reported last week that rail traffic, which is a pretty good indicator for your economy, is hitting a record high. And we've also seen this massive move in the construction and housing industry. And we've seen a 42% rise in luxury homes. So I guess if you're looking across the nation at the general state of the economy right now, well, a lot of it depends on where you are and what industry you're in. But it seems to me that overall, just judging by railroad traffic, judging by sales, especially online sales, and judging by the housing industry, the economy would appear to be fairly strong right now, despite the weakness coming from COVID. Well, when we come back, I've got several companies, new companies, that I want to bring your attention to. And a lot happening in China these days. We need to keep our eye on China. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market's pretty much, I think, entrenched for the day in negative territory. We're not seeing any kind of comeback yet. Now, if they were to say stimulus talks are back on, you would see the market, you know, go into a mighty rally. But that seems less and less likely here. As the days tick down, less than 3 weeks now. Dow down 216 right now. S&P down 29. NASDAQ down 132 points right now, with tech taking it on the chin somewhat here today. All right, well-known value investor throws in the towel. You know what's really interesting about that story? Compare the NASDAQ versus the S&P 500 versus a value ETF. Now, you know what? That's an important issue here. You all have, most people have, mutual funds available to them in their 401ks. And a lot of times you're given a choice like the Fidelity Large Cap Growth or Fidelity Large Cap Value. Well, there's a big, big difference between a growth fund and a value fund. And the value funds have been trailing the growth funds by a wide, wide margin over the last several years now, forcing one value investor out of the business. Boeing to design a sanitizing wand with UV technologies. Boeing enters into a patent and technology license with FAR UV Technologies to manufacture a FAR ultraviolet 222 nanometer wand to sanitize airplane flight decks and interiors. Well, I don't know if that is a game changer, but it certainly is a sign of the times. I guess that's a lot easier than spraying down everything and wiping it down and whatnot. And so anyways, we continue to fight a mighty fight against a virus that seems to have no end worldwide. The TikTok deal may wait until after the election. That's what Charlie Gasparino of Fox is saying. You know, I've never really gotten much good information from Charlie Gasparino over the years. I don't know. I've watched all of the financial channels throughout the day, and I just can say that he's never really come up with any breaking news or headlines or, you know, that I've seen over the years. Maybe you think differently. The Trump administration has put the potential TikTok deal on the back burner for now. Well, that involves Oracle. That involves Walmart. And, of course, that involves China. And before we went to the break, I said, you know, we need to keep our eye on China. China is throwing a bit of a hissy fit themselves over there. You've got, they're not happy about the TikTok situation. They're not happy about the Huawei situation. They're not happy about the tariffs. And they're not happy with us selling missiles and whatnot to Taiwan. And, in fact, I mean, it was reported on one of the news agencies. It was in a couple of places, CNN, that Xi, the president of China, is telling his troops to prepare for war. Okay, well, it could just be fake news, a headline, trying to get people to read it. But I think we need to keep our eye on China. And there's more news out of there today. The U.S. State Department files to blacklist Ant Group. Well, this is the company that Alibaba has a controlling stake in. Jack Ma has a huge stake. They're going to spin that company off in one of the biggest IPOs of all time. They'll seek a record $35 billion in dual IPOs in Shanghai and Hong Kong. And you've got the U.S. State Department filing an application to put Ant Group on the trade blacklist. In other words, you can't do business with them. Very much like Huawei. Let's see how Baba is reacting to that news. Baba has been on a tear recently, just an absolute tear. And we continue to own Alibaba in our large cap growth portfolio. Alibaba's closing in on $1 trillion in market capitalization. But, you know, keep China in your rearview mirror right now. This big tech under fire for yesterday's blocking of several people's accounts. The report on Hunter Biden / Ukraine links hit social media sharing roadblocks. You know, what are the chances that he leaves his laptop at a computer repair shop and forgets about it? And lo and behold, all of these emails are sitting on that laptop. I mean, what are the chances of that? Well, anyways, the New York Post story, and there's more to it today, involving China. And everybody tweeting about it yesterday pretty much had their tweets blocked or their Facebook posts blocked. Twitter was involved in blocking. Facebook was involved in blocking. Interesting story from R. Fang. You know, in Seeking Alpha, they always have this little footnote at the bottom. Dear readers, we recognize that politics often intersect with financial news of the day. So we invite you to click here to join the separate political discussion. Oh, boy, I'll bet that's a friendly chat room to enter. France to reimpose public health state of emergency on Saturday. Okay, we talked about that. They say they have not lost control of the situation, nevertheless, imposing a 9 p.m. curfew. Now, is that going to stop the spread? I don't know. What, is it more contagious after 9 p.m.? Or do people gather more after 9 p.m. in the bars and the pubs and whatnot? In major French cities starting on Saturday. Now, my wife and I were out. We went for a pretty nice little drive across our neck of the woods last week, ending up in Folly Beach, where a famous song was written. Summertime and the Living is Easy was written in Folly Beach. I just got to tell you that the restaurants on our travels last night, they were packed. Things seemed to be pretty much back to normal. We even took a little cruise down King Street in downtown Charleston. The colleges are back, and the restaurants, bars, etc., look pretty packed in our neck of the woods. I haven't heard of a spike of coronavirus here in South Carolina, but around the world, it's coming back. Zoom Video, they had Zoomtopia yesterday. They had some impressive announcements. You're going to be able to do all kinds of things using Zoom. They're becoming the standard of the industry, it would seem, replacing Microsoft Teams and other competitors. Rosenblatt raises their target price on Zoom from $350 to $450. Do you know that that stock is up 648% year-to-date? Talk about being on the right side of the street with the pandemic. ZM Zoom. We'll be right back. Dan, welcome back. What's in the air? Gunderson, Best Talk Now Radio Hour is drifting, wafting through the airs, whether it be through podcast or the airwaves across America. We are talking about best stocks now, best sectors now, the overall tone of the market. Of course, every weekend in my newsletter, I publish my market outlook, my macro outlook. I've been right about the market for many, 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 many years now, and I continue to take my cue. It's my conclusion of watching stocks and markets over the last 23 years that stocks and markets follow earnings more than anything else. Why is the market so keenly tuned in on stimulus? Because stimulus would mean a rise in earnings. And not only does the market follow earnings, it follows earnings expectations. All right. Well, there's a lot of companies in the news today that are pretty darn interesting, if I say so myself. That's one of the fun parts of the industry and the business. Do you know how many innovations that I've seen over the last 23, 24 years in the market with publicly traded companies? And, of course, for many years before that, before I was involved in this industry, we have seen a transformation in technology take place. And now we're preparing for space flights. Yeah, take a ride around the world. Why not? Virgin Galactic Space, SPCE, confirms that it's on track to conduct its next test space flight in the coming weeks. Well, are they going to use Boeing's wand to sanitize all the seats so nobody brings back COVID from the moon? Tractor Supply tipped by Wells Fargo to smash Q3 comparable sales guidance. You know what? There's a big, big, giant move right now towards hoarding, emergency preparation, all this and that. We're seeing it at Costco. We're seeing it at Walmart. We're seeing it at Amazon. And we're seeing it at Tractor Supply. A good place to pick up chicks. You know, the kinds that lay eggs in the, early morning and you have fresh breakfast, omelets and whatnot. Chick sales, I guess, are going through the roof right now. Okay, couple of interesting stocks here today. O-R-G-O. O-R-G-O. I've watched that one over the years. They're trying to come up with wound care, surgical, sports medicine, stuff like that. They had a pretty good move yesterday, up 19% on a new advanced wound care product. Okay. We have an interesting electric vehicle stock. You know, that seems to be the hottest area of the market right now. We had a big winner yesterday, and I see it's tacking on more big move today in NIO. NIO is up another 7.6% today. It's at $28.50. Yesterday, I think it was J.P. Morgan, one of the big firms out there, put a very lofty price target on NIO. Now, we own NIO in our most aggressive portfolio, which usually owns about 25 stocks. That's our emerging growth portfolio. That thing is up about 30% now year to date. That's clobbered the S&P 500. Our ultra growth has run circles around the S&P 500, as has our large cap growth portfolio. The emerging growth portfolio is on fire right now. And, of course, when we sit down, well, we don't sit down and meet with you. We do most everything through telephone because we have clients all over the nation. But we have to assess your risk tolerance, and we have to have a conversation with you to see where you fit on that risk tolerance ladder and, you know, where you are in your stage of life, etc. And we then come up with an allocation of our various portfolios, whether it be the bond fund, which has done very well. That's based on best stocks now, or the large cap growth, or the dividend portfolio, the ultra growth, or the emerging growth portfolio. Now, a company like NEO fits in our emerging growth portfolio. I liken it to a baseball team that would be a double-A baseball team. This is where our hot prospects are. And NEO is having another big day there. Another one that's in the news today that's interesting is SPI Energy. The symbol is SPI, of all things. SPI is also a Chinese company. A lot going on in China with their economy and innovations and whatnot. Never mind where they might have got the technology from. They do have a lot of very good companies over there. Edison Future inks a strategic agreement with SPI. Well, that has to do. Edison Future is a leading manufacturer of all-electric logistic vehicles in China. As per the agreement, Edison Future and Tongjia will customize, design, develop, produce, and sell a new generation of smart electric pickup trucks and electric logistic vehicles. You know, that is a very, very fast-growing sector. Of course, Nikola is trying to enter that space. Tesla obviously is entering that space, and I've got news on Tesla here in a bit. One of their competitors, a new competitor that is trying to have a price war with Tesla. That's an interesting story. But SPI is a recent SPAC, S-P-A-C, that is now SPI Energy, and now they're involved in this electric delivery vehicle space, and there's others in that space, which is quickly becoming a very crowded space. Now, that seems like a logical these short, distance delivery trucks, why would you not use electricity as opposed to gasoline combustion engines? They're not going over beyond the distance that these cars or trucks can attain. And, you know, the next move, obviously, would be to have them electric and then have them be autonomous. Making the deliveries to, the daily deliveries, whether it's a bakery truck or a linen supply truck or whatever else, that seems to be a massive, massive industry that is burgeoning right now. Okay, now at the other end of the spectrum from value investing is momentum investing. If you're just a pure momentum investor, I've watched this stock called Fastly. It was Fastly becoming one of the hottest momentum stocks in the entire market. And I kept looking at it, and I kept saying to myself, this valuation is way out of whack. Way, way, way out of whack. See, I have to be able to make a case for a future valuation of the company. And I just couldn't see it happening for Fastly, and for that reason, I watched it go higher and higher and higher and higher. Well, guess what? They warn. Now, this is what happens to a momentum stock that's trading mainly on momentum with one eye closed to value, or maybe both eyes closed to value. Fastly is down 24% today, losing one-fourth of its value. And here's another issue that Fastly has. 85% of their company, of their business comes from one customer. And who is that customer? TikTok. All right. So Fastly cuts guidance, and you can see what happens to a momentum stock when that happens. And it's bringing down some of its peers like Cloudflare and Akamai and a few others in that space. Sports gambling, another hot sector in the market right now with DraftKings, FanDuel, and Barstool Sports. There's a new player. Not really. IGT has been around for a long time. They're the biggest maker of slot machines. I mean, you go back to the days when Las Vegas was exploding in growth and filling their casinos with slot machines. And, of course, the whole Indian gaming movement, that fueled international game technology's growth for many, many years. Well, now IGT signs a partnership with the NBA. Well, maybe the NBA's got to turn to gambling revenues. They're not getting a lot of TV revenues these days, but IGT announces a betting partnership with the NBA. When we come back, I've got several interesting stocks I want to talk about, okay? This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
You got to go where you want to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. On this Thursday, we've got the Dow down 241, NASDAQ down 167, about where we started the show. So it seems to be kind of entrenched in that range right now. Well, I want to talk in this final segment about a possible, you never know, best stock now of the future. It's not even public yet. And then we'll talk about one that's currently here and now. A large cap company that pays a nice dividend that we own in our dividend and growth portfolio. You know, Tesla, one of his henchmen guys, leading leaders of the company, left and formed a competitor. Gee, that never happens, does it? And the name of the competitor is Lucid. Lucid. Let's see, the official name, lucidmotors.com. It's an American automotive company specializing in electric cars. Interesting that Saudi Arabia owns 60%, 67% of the company, the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. The company currently has 1,400 employees, and, of course, they're coming up with a competitor, and it's causing a price war already between Elon's Tesla and Lucid Air. Tesla has cut the price of Model S for the second time in 1 week after EV startup Lucid Motors, led by former Tesla executive Peter Rawlinson, announced the base price of its upcoming Air EV electric vehicle would cost $69,900. That's after tax credits. Well, Elon says the gauntlet has been thrown down, and now he's lowering the price again underneath Lucid's price. So we'll keep our eye on Lucid Motors, which is not even public yet, but already engaged in a price war with Elon and Tesla. Okay, the stock I choose to feature today is a large cap company, very large cap company. It's one that we own in our dividend and growth portfolio. It has been a fantastic performer for us. It's $500 billion in market capitalization. Taiwan Semiconductor, one of the biggest semiconductor makers in the world. A Taiwanese maker of logic mixed signal ICs for fabless chip companies and integrated device manufacturers. Taiwan is currently ranked in my beststocksnowapp.com. It is currently ranked number 40 out of 5,412. Now, we've owned it. Let me just look up my dividend and growth portfolio. We've owned the stock for quite some time. Well, since March of this year, I went in and bought it during the worst of times in COVID and the market, just a couple of weeks after the market had bottomed. And, of course, you know that I was very bullish at that time in the market. You can go back and look at the articles I've written on Seeking Alpha. Look at that time frame. See what I was saying. Taiwan Semiconductor is now up 86% since we made a purchase in that stock in our dividend and growth portfolio. Taiwan has number one. It has the momentum characteristic. It has a momentum grade of A-. It has a performance grade of A. Over the last 10 years, the stock has delivered 25.4% returns annually, average to investors. That's the past. That's looking backwards. What about looking forwards? That's where the valuation comes in. I spent some years doing valuations, writing up research reports in my earlier days in the business. I have a valuation on Taiwan Semiconductor of $179 per share. That's 5 years down the road. The stock is currently trading at 89, giving it 100% upside potential, underlined quotation marks, potential. No guarantees it will get there, but if on the course they're on, the trajectory they are on with their earnings and the projected growth over the next 5 years, and using a reasonable multiple on the shares, I get a $179 target price. When I combine the looking backwards, the momentum and the performance of the stock over the years with the forward-looking valuation of the stock, is currently ranked number 40. 2 months ago, Taiwan Semiconductor was ranked number one overall in my database of 5,412 stocks. And the stock has done pretty good. Over the last 3 months, it's up 34%, while the market's up 8.5%. Well, you know, it's a simple formula. I don't care if you're looking for the best large cap conservative growth stocks in the world, if you're looking for the very best dividend stocks in the world, or the very best ultra growth stocks out there, I require valuation and momentum together in one place. That really narrows down the field for me. It's nice to be able to eliminate about 90 to 95% of the stocks in the market. And I don't always believe in being fully invested. I'm a little bit in a cautious mode right now. We have a lot of uncertainty right now in the nation and in the world. And we have made tremendous profits since the bottom of the COVID when we went all in. And I think now we're, you know, there's a harvest time in gardening, in growing, and I've harvested a lot of my garden. I'm a very avid gardener, and it's time to protect a little bit right now until a little of this uncertainty dissipates, okay? Now, we still have about 60%, 50, 60% invested in the market, in best stocks now, in various categories, different sectors. If you'd like to talk to us about having myself and our team, which we meticulously manage these five portfolios, and we can set up a nice combination for you, whatever your risk tolerance and where you're at in life dictates. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Check out our newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Check out the results we've achieved. Otherwise, it's just all talk, isn't it? Well, this is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.